Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
80% of those toys that your child carries around, you know, the special one that has to go everywhere. Some parents are very smart. They get two. Once they notice that one, the kid has clung on to a certain stuffed animal,
right?
They get two so that they can rotate them, you know, in case one gets lost at the store or in case one, you know, gets too much dirt on it while they wash it.
Sure.
Well, it turns out most of us are not washing the teddy bears. 80% of children's teddy bears have a germ on them that can cause food poisoning. 25% of them have harmful organisms that can cause dangerous diseases, coliforms, and one in four teddy bears even has traces of fecal matter.
Of course it does. It always comes back to the poop, doesn't it?
When I was a little girl, I had a Kermit the Frog, a stuffed Kermit the Frog toy, and I loved him so much. He came everywhere with me, and one day he came to the bathroom with me, and I tried to get Kermit to go on the potty like I was. I remember doing this, so I must have been 3 or 4. And actually, I don't remember putting Kermit on the potty. I remember the horror that ensued after I dropped Kermit in the potty.
Of course.
So I had to tell my mom now, I dropped Kermit in the toilet.
He's a frog. He's fine.
So my mom comes, takes Kermit out of the toilet, puts him into the washing machine. And then, do you know what my mother did? She hung Kermit on the clothesline by each Kermit hand.
That's horrific.
Like this. And there's a picture. I was so upset that my poor Kermit was hanging from the clothesline by each front flipper. What is it on a frog? A flipper? So
sure.
He was just hanging like this, like he looked like Jesus on the cross. It was awful. He did.
Sacrilege, blasphemy.
She crucified my Kermit. Anyway, he dried out and it was fine. But thank God she did, because 90% of kids, of course, have dropped their toys on the floor, into the toilet, and then they drag it around elsewhere. 3 out of 4 bears are not washed after a kid has been sick.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea to get into that habit.
So the good news is, all you need to do is just do that. Put it in the washing machine, maybe by itself, or maybe with other stuffed animal friends, and warm water, and then into the dryer. Or if you don't think he can handle the dryer, you can hang him on the clothesline like Barb did.
I like that idea.
It was awful.
I like that idea a lot. I want to go through my neighborhood and see all the stuffed animals hanging. She crucified my Kermit.
She did. It was. I'm going to find that picture, too. And I know she thought it was funny. She thought it was very funny.
I'm sure she did. Mm-hmm. Warped sense of humor on that woman.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.